7 weeks after the Exodus, the defining moment in Jewish and world history arrived. In total unity, unequaled before or since, the Jewish people lovingly agreed to accept the Torah, and the purpose of creation thus was realized. Their decision was not based on impulse or mass hysteria. Instead, it was a conscious, rational choice made with a full understanding of the great ramifications that would come about as a result of this undertaking. The 3 million Jews who received the Torah were intelligent, highly critical human beings who could not have been forced or bamboozled by Moshe into accepting the Torah. At Sinai, the entire Jewish people attained the prophetic level of Moshe when God directly transmitted the first 2 commandments to them face to face. Moshe transmitted the other 8 of the 10 commandments. Matan Torah is the basis of Jewish belief. The claim of a public national revelation distinguishes Judaism from all other religions. The Torah repeatedly exhorts the Jewish people not to forget what each had personally seen and to transmit it to his and her children. If the parents had not individually witnessed such a cataclysmic event, they would not have believed it and would never have taught their children something that they thought to be false. The famous author James Michener, in The Bridge at Andau, writes that students began the Hungarian Revolution of 1956 because in school they learned the falsified communist history of their country, while their parents taught them the truth at home. The contradiction between truth and falsehood inspired them to revolt. It is obvious from the Torah itself that it is a divine and not man-made document. The Torah commands that Jewish farmers in the land of Israel refrain from planting every 7th year, Shemitah. After every 7 Shemitah cycles, Yovel, the 50th Jubilee year, follows, thus making 2 consecutive years in the land of Israel in which agricultural activity is proscribed. The Torah then guarantees that there will be sufficient crops in the 6th year to last the following 3 years. No human, no matter how powerful, would make such a promise. In another example, all Jewish men are required to visit the Holy Temple in Jerusalem on the holidays of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, thereby leaving the borders undefended. The Torah then assures the Jewish people that no enemy will dare to attack. Once again, no human would or could make such a promise.